This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Today, only a few hundred people live in Nicasio, a quiet dairy ranching community in northwest Marin. But the area was once home to as many as 1,000 people, mostly ranching families and farm workers. Most of those who remain are their descendants, and they've got tales to tell. That gave local historian Dewey Livingston an abundance of material to work with in his book, Nicasio, the Historic Valley at the Center of Marin. It begins with the native Miwok people, including the man whose name became the town's.
It was the name of a Coast Miwok Indian, not his original name, but it was the name given to him when he went to the mission at San Francisco and was baptized. So he came back and lived in the valley, and the valley took on that name, Nicasio.
At least, that's how it's generally pronounced now. Livingston says the old-timers there said it differently.
Early on in the American period, it was mispronounced from what we can find. And from the 1850s on, the people living there called it Nicasio. And now if you talk to the old-timers, it's Nicasio. And it tends to be the newcomers or even people like me, you know, I've only been around 40 years or so, and when I learned it, it was Nicasio.
Who were those old-timers? Mostly immigrants from Western Europe.
A lot of people from Switzerland, Italian-speaking Swiss, a lot of people from the Portuguese Azores, and Ireland. The very early days, you had the 49ers coming from the East Coast, but most of the settlers there ended up being immigrants, and a lot of those families are still there.
Another early figure in Nicasio's history was William J. Miller, one of the main landowners in what became the town center, where he built the imposing Nicasio Hotel in 1867. Livingston says that Miller had some even grander plans for the community.
He was thinking that it would be the best candidate as the county seat of Marin County. It was right in the center, and it had a lot of land for building. So he built a big hotel and laid out a town square that would face the courthouse, built a bunch of houses, and San Rafael won the vote. So he was just left with a lot of land.
Miller's hotel burned down in 1940, but for decades it was a popular vacation destination for travelers in the North Bay.
It was a destination for a lot of people during those years from the 1860s up into the early 1900s. People came out there for not only entertainment at the hotel, but to stay for a week or the summer. A lot of fishing and hunting and activities like that that were especially popular 100 years ago.
Today, the Rancho Nicasio Roadhouse stands on the hotel's old site. Now, as for most of the past century, Livingston says most Nicasio folks head north across the county line to Petaluma when they need things from a bigger town.
The road to Petaluma was better. And being an agricultural area, Petaluma was the place where the services were able to be obtained if you needed feed, if you needed equipment, if you needed wagons, etc. And San Rafael and that part of Marin County wasn't.
Little wonder, then, that many of the historic ranching families in and around Nicasio bear names that are well known in Sonoma County, too. Or that the history of a small rural hamlet could fill a substantial book. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.